what follows of that traditional salutation or salute to Muhammad the Prophet, to whom the Quran revealed about 1400 and a few years ago. Then on the peninsula and in the sea that we all know as the sacred sea of Mecca, and whose towers are echoes of God of peace. You see, it was then occupied by tribes, each boasting in its own resources and in its own life. Our prophet, the peace and the blessings beyond him, the stars and the peace beyond him, he stands there with the Quran and his human excellence, stands there to see that whole peninsula change from a peninsula of what we call Baha'i people of Jahiliyyah, and to what we know today as Muslim community, Muslim society, a peninsula where Islam is the rule of life. And thereafter, as you are aware, the message of Al-Islam, or the message of Europe, into Europe, into the Far East, and now after 14 centuries, this religion is practiced by people all around the world. From Africa, Asia, in Europe, in America, islands, everywhere. It is important for Muslims to know of Muslims following the advent of Muhammad the Prophet, his prophethood. It is very important for us to know some think of Muslims only in the context of black people, as occurred in America, in North America, in the United States. We know that most people who have any knowledge of Islam outside of America, they know of international Islam, our international Ummah, international Muslim society. We are trying to address religion, business, and race in the Muslim eyes, how we can see religion. Religion for Muslims is a way of life evolved upon human life. Almighty says in the Holy Book of the Muslims, the Quran, video, Bible, news book, according to the word of Allah in the Quran, our Holy Book, our Muslims, almost are human beings, a way to make us understand how we should perceive the human being. And in my opinion, the human being in the Muslim view, and that means that God has revealed the human being in the Quran, that should be the Muslim view. The human being in the Muslim view inspires so much hope in you, so confidence in me?
In myself.
Confidence in myself.
That's right.
It inspires so much confidence in me that just thinking of it puts me in another high. H-I-U-A.
Yes,
it does. This is not to imply a competition with any other religion.
No.
That's not my spirit. That's not my desire. God knows that in my heart, I wish I never had an occasion to be in conflict with anybody. That's my heart. But sometimes you have to be in conflict with somebody. Now, a few things that what I will deal with in the Quran, I would like to bring to your attention, but I see as most important for us in understanding what religion is. First of all, if we understand Quran, for Allah says about religion and human beings, we understand this, that religion is an outgrowth of the human life. Religion is the outgrowth, an outgrowth of human life. Religion is a way of life evolved upon and out from human life. The verb form is fatsara. Fatsara. Fatsara means to originate something, to bring something about it for the first time. But if you understand the word fatsara, it means to bring something about in your awareness and in your conscience for the first time. Some mean that it didn't exist before, but to need to become aware of it for the first time. So this being a fitra is something that we become aware of for the first time. But it was already in human creation when God created the human being. Human life requires that humans grow in human excellence. Human excellence. Now you might say, well, if I'm human being, how can I grow in any other kind of excellence except human excellence? Now, you can, a human being is free, a free spirit, and a free mind. The human being can grow in bad excellence. You can grow in peace, hard excellence. You can choose whatever excellence you want to grow in. You can grow in that. You can be an excellent rookie. Or whatever. Or smoke. You know, there was a philosopher who once said, when the human being is every creature, that is good. A philosopher said that, and I believe he goes back to ancient times. I believe it's good, I'm not sure. Now, if we could understand that, Allah says, "Fi fatra," being a fatra, a lucky fatra, a man, alayha. But this is the religion of originality. It's not originality. This God fashioned a pattern man upon it. So we already have this originality in us in God's kingdom. Then he patterned us upon a pattern that he created us with. And that pattern is not the pattern of one man. While Muhammad was growing with the revelation, he was not the only one growing. He was expressing it to others, and they were growing with us. And we were grew and became so invisible, we couldn't see it as one man, we saw it as a community. So it is found to us that God evolved out of one person, that is typical of the whole people, whole humanity, black, brown, yellow, red, white, and white folks. Yes, typical of something common to us, to all of them. He evolved that, he evolved it as a community. So here's all of them last over. One community evolved upon next one last over. And God said that he created you next one last over, one person. The Halakamun Havalvara. And he responded, it's me. And then said, son of a buffer, and said, son, him too. Little men and women of our color. Now, humans are born with a capacity for earning the greatest station. Opposition is crazy. This is what I mean. I'm giving you a second high. Give you another high. I can't give you a high. I did. When you told me to get out of here, wait, I got a high. Created for the greatest station opposition in creation. Now, this is not to say we have the greatest faith in opposition. No. Some of us may be in the lowest faith. Because God says, because of the free will, the free spirit, the free will, the freedom of self, the freedom to choose, that he has created us with, we can choose that is higher than us at the time of our beginning and growth. Are we to choose what is deep within us? Are we to choose what is beneath us? And many, because of circumstances, will choose to imitate and to grow into a form, a mold, an image of themselves that is really beneath what God created. Beneath, firmly beneath what God created them to be. We are talking about the common universal, the common universal. In its excellence. We cannot have this high position without Allah revealing it through the human heart. Through the human heart. Our heart must earn. But Allah says of Muhammad that he revealed it and he sent it down upon his heart. Upon his heart. We have the capacity to receive revelation from Allah, from God Most High, through our human heart. Muhammad the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was found in the peace beyond one. He said, those who are of good behavior were of good behavior before. Please listen to this saying of the prophet. Those who are good behavior, they were of good behavior before. Even the select few. But when Muhammad the prophet, may God be pleased with them, radiallahu anhu, may God be pleased with them, who were the prophet and gave the ministry to the ministry. And that's how the ministry became Muslim. It was a select few. Men like Abu Bakr the Siddiq, the first Khalif after Muhammad. Men like Omar, men like Ali, men like Uthman, and a few others. They were the ones who found the leadership. A select few who found the leadership to attack, they were the leaders of Ummah, to attack the men to them. They were men of great character before they became Muslims. Now, when I became aware of that saying of Muhammad the Prophet, صلى الله عليه وسلم كل فاز وكل فاز فلعب كل مرة اتولى generating a lot of activity in my soul and mind. Because right away, I could see the same thing that occurred here in the mind. I could see that the best people supporting me were the best people supporting my father, the algorithm. Yes, that's what I could see. Now, that would be the exception. But I mean, on the road, you will find that most of the people who were sincere, faithful, loyal, not following around in the life of Muhammad because they were selfish and just wanted something for themselves individually, but they were following around the life of Muhammad because they wanted something for their people collectively and because they wanted to please of God. We didn't know God. None of us know God until God reveals himself to us. Through the Quran or some other way, we can read the Quran or not know God. You have to have a heart ready to receive God and know God. So we didn't know God. None of us can brag about what we knew. Well, none of us. But once with the right heart came and heard the right reading from the Quran, then they knew God. Praise be to Allah. Doesn't mean that God wasn't with them before. In this religion, none of us judge by intent. So if we intend it to be right, then we judge by intent, and God rewards us just as though we saw one correctly. Oh, yes. Now look how Moses was in order. He was in order to be called to the mountain. And then he was in order to be brought up in the mountain. And then told, you're not deceiving me right, Moses. And sit back down and get over the Bible. Well, see, there's a lot of little small things that are so big. We miss them. Little small things. We miss them. I'm happy to see you all. Well, I see some faces out there, I'm telling you. I haven't seen you in a little while. I didn't expect to see you here. You're all right with me. Baby, for
religion
is purity. See, you can have a pure intent, doesn't mean your mind is right, but your intent is right. Religion is purity, and the Father said purity of intention. Before we start any ritual in Islam, we begin to work the media. The purity of intention. So the purity of intention is what makes a conscious Muslim without guidance. Without guidance. He's a conscious Muslim. Meaning without guidance in his life. Talk about it himself. His intention is pure, so he is not only a Muslim by nature, he's a conscious Muslim. But once he receives the Quran, and knows the will of our practice, the sin of our practice, then he becomes a proper Muslim in the conquest, a proper Muslim. Meaning he becomes the complete Muslim. The complete Muslim. And believe me, completion is going to come with our Quran and the sin of the prophet, or the will of the prophet. You have to have it. To understand the Quran, you have to understand the will of the prophet. You have to know something about Prophet Muhammad. And to understand Muhammad the Prophet, you have to know something about Quran. Let me go back now. I'm teaching you something about how we are to view religion. I have said so far that religion is a evolved upon or out from Muhammad. But I have implied that this group is the group of excellence. It is the line of excellence in human life. There's a line of excellence. There's an aim for excellence in human life. It starts when the baby is born into this world. In fact, before the baby is born into this world, and the baby is nothing but a drop forming in the mouth.
after 9 days than it was after its first day. More abstinence after 6 months than it was 3 months. More abstinence after 7 or 8 months than it was in the sixth month. More abstinence. The baby's born into more and more abstinence. And every baby born is born in heaven. No baby is ever born in hell. Might be born in the circle of hell, but when the baby is pure, there is nothing but heaven. Until we can see it. Now I'm not talking about defective birth. That's another thing. And not only religion, but now science is telling us that most of what we call defects, birth defects, they come about because of defects in human beings, characters, and behavior and selection of environment. Yes. Not only religion, but science is saying it too. And I have also said that we have states of movement. The original state of movement is what God created. That was the old in our nature, the old in our form, not our form, our creation, to move towards better and better. To grow from simpler to more complex. To grow from inferior to stronger, to better. To grow from weaker to stronger. To grow from ignorance to knowledge. And I could go on and on and on. That's a natural line of progress tapped into the nature of every human being. Now tell me, what is the definition of a human being? In our religion, the definition of a human being is Khalifa. Khalifa. Meaning that he is created for a station where he accepts responsibility not only for himself, but for his society. Not only for the human society, but God has given him a station in creation a bit above, but I don't even know who did, by degrees. So he is to accept responsibility for the total environment. For the total environment. And I'm not sure about that in the Quran. I'm not here to teach you the Bible, but I can show you the story where I saw in the Bible. Allah says that in the Quran, and we see it today a reality. We see the spirit of human beings on earth today. That means the fact of Bible. We are asking that human beings, societies, civilized governments, accept responsibility for the total environment. For the ozone layer, higher than our ears in the sky. For the trees and all the plants. For the life in the world and out of the world. We are asking that we accept responsibility for the well-being or for the welfare of the total environment of all around us. Not just our life. Why? Because our is important. Now that's selfish. We may say. But God, He inspired us to accept that responsibility, not because our survival is threatened, but because this is the honorable function He created us for. And brethren, when we talk about Khalif, that God made us to be Khalif, and we know He made us to be. You understand the Quran, you read the Quran, you know that that's what He created us to be. Our identity is Khalifa. If it wasn't Khalifa, He wouldn't have told the old I am going to create a Khalifa on earth. That's our identity. Yes, now, brother, just like Allah, when Allah says He created the man, and then from the man He created another, and then later He comes back and says He created you one from another, to take the good word of the way. He created you one from another. And then later in the sign, man, he can see a part of him. But a man, a male comes from her, a male comes from her. Take the good word of the way from her. Huh? You know, somebody, man, why are you doing counting on these things to give up my mission that I was born to do. Because religion commands a run in its way. If you perceive man correctly, you will receive religion correctly. Because it is the life of God to come the human life that God intended for us to be treated for human birth, for son over us, and through us. Through us, of course. Common swallower, our type of all of what is from all of us. Now, you will have to take up a whole lot of time on this. But I will. But believe me, I've read enough scriptures to take a whole lot of time on this. Given the good news, I'm gonna lie. And you should be carrying on about the excellent possibilities for your trust. It's crazy for people to want to annihilate trust. Oh, I know I can't be good unless I first annihilate myself. I can't be what God wants until I first bow to myself. Bow to your false self, but to your real self, but at least be alive all the time. Concluding this on religion, I want to bring out to you the second most important thing other than the nature of human connection for us in religion. And that is this, that this too can be referred back to the human form itself, to that one life, that one human type. After all, an all of us. And that is the inclusiveness of our religion. Inclusiveness. What do we mean by inclusiveness? We mean that nothing is left out. In the last verse of the Quran, that's Bible. We hear the Quran, and they say, what kind of book is this? What kind of revelation is this? That leaves out nothing, smile. It is anything worthwhile to human beings if our revelation brings human beings in the appearance. And God has to bring it out. And God has to give us a conception of religion that accommodates the need for growth in this group, this human being. But if our religion is too powerful, then it cuts. Huh? You better tell your spirit, it cuts your mind. It cuts it. Now, by inclusiveness, I want to remind you. We as Muslims, we believe that excellence is service to God. Excellence is service to God. The Bible says the believer, whatever he endeavors to do for us, he seeks to make it excellent. He seeks to give perfection to it. That's the motivation for our excellence. He seeks to give perfection to it. We believe then that whatever we do with an intent to make it excellent, that is an expression of our religion, that is a duty to God, that is religion. The hour that we turn to great things, he has also glorified God, and he has answered a duty to God, because that is a possibility for his intellect, his soul, and his mind. That is a possibility for his intellect, his soul, and his mind, his spirit, and that is a possibility for him. So when we produce the excellence that God has created in him, that God has part of him, then he does also a service to God. Now we know God needs no service. So he doesn't show service to society. But if service to society is the answer of his duty to God, so what do you do to make it excellent? There is a Muslim brother from Egypt, a world person, one of the great institutions of learning. Still there on the mountain, can't live come up circle over there. And he had found also in the inner. And I met him, and we had some conversation together. We came to understand in through conversation how that God created us for us. Now, when a Muslim, but earnestly, intending to make his excellence, he is ensuring a service to the society and a duty to God. Any service done with the intent to make his excellence, the student who travels for excellent grades, the paralyzed and devotional act of his religion. If he's Muslim. If he's not Muslim, well then he's not going to, because he's not conscious of that. And because this kind of reason doesn't apply to him outside of Islam, only when you recognize religion identifies one for ourselves. So he identifies himself for himself, he identifies himself as something other than Muslim, so he's going to try. But when we identify him as the first creation of our life, amazing creator of us, one creation. So what he feels for us is still, though he's not even aware of it, in any sense of the illusion, it is still an act of service to society and a duty to God and to God. The Prophet went so far as to make the simplest things that we're getting to know too, to make them important for us and feed to our life as an act of devotion and religion and a duty that we require our life to God. What's something that earns you a love of a religious act? The simple step we take to the life. We just walk for each step. The purpose is to go there and do what God asks us to do. So each step that makes some contribution to us realizing that goal of reaching the mountains and guarding the Quran. Each step is an act of devotion that brings us the world from God. A simple matter like that. This is religion for us. It is important. So I'm conceding this on religion now by saying, if we try for excellence in politics and government, civic government, that is also our religious duty. And we consider such devotion as to be of more value than a man who goes to the country room and declares out of the night, but never seen out here doing something to progress society in the world. But we have no such language in our religion as spiritual and material. We have no such language as religious and secular. No, our religion is inclusive. Our secular life and our religious life is one and the same. And the secular life is the place for us to realize our religious life. To realize our religious life, we must have institutions of learning. But some man can lead, not just spiritually, we must have scientific honor, scientific devotion. We must have scientific work. We must have scholars that are science. Scientists in biology, what I have a life study. Scientists in all the material studies, all the physical studies. Science in physics, etc. We must have scientists also in politics, in governmental science. We must have scientists. And when the more we have scientists and leaders, the men of perception and ability to apply in the many fields of human interest. 6 hours of talks with
would
he take the bait?
Would not.
Is that plus areas following community? Respect begins from. Agree, the cousin Bridget. We'll check.
What? Topless they can.
Well, the rich man in the Quran,
who
done so much work
in Washington suggests President Bush could make a good first step by implementing the recommendations of his own AIDS commission.
I must be the lady some stripper, just tired of her. If it gets too complex as a thing to move, that we stuck in the instrument with that filler in the rendering of the piece. Huh? Yeah. Now I'm getting out of the illustration of how important a healthy body is for us. If we don't keep a healthy, sound body, really simple jeopardy the possibilities for our intellect, we put in jeopardy the possibilities for our emotional moral nature for everyone. Not that it will already be in jeopardy, because we know that some people can win almost all of their physical body. And be such a total human person, serving the welfare of the well-being of a beautiful society. We've never such a life. Life, love, life, everybody. But we're talking about here the last of parts of the body. We're not talking about something of going through to the body, or something of the pride, the blood. What it means to tell to all parts of the body. So when you find a person of food, good food, out of necessary diet, you put in jeopardy everything, because that food kept is carried through the blood to all parts of the body. Now we can do something, everything can do something. So that's why such physical things are even put before the higher aspect things. Therefore, and feed the poor. Huh?